Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But it's suitable for kids of all regions.
It even vibrates like real.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Out of Alabama, WALA is reporting on a brand new amusement park that has just opened. They call it OWA.
By the way, that's the sound of envy from everybody in this room.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I bet it's not going to last. Yeah, damn him and his threesomes. Out of Alabama, what?
Out of Alabama. Foley, Alabama, WALA is reporting on a new amusement park that's opened up there, and people are very excited about the opening of the new amusement park.
Okay.
It's been years that they've been working on this. It's finally opened, much fanfare, including the highly acclaimed Rolling Thunder roller coaster.
All right.
But it turns out that some visitors are very disappointed. After waiting in line to find out that they are too fat.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
I said I want to sit up front.
So there's a weight limit for these things?
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, there's always a height limit for these kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, and there's a weight limit. You can't be too fat. You got to fit in the seat.
Yeah. Oh, you can't fit in the seat.
The park not only has restrictions on children, on its website, OWA says that guests of certain body proportions may not be able to be accommodated on some of their rides. It says in part, this may apply but is not limited to guests who exceed 6'2", or those who exceed 225 pounds.
Well, it must not be an adult ride because 6'2", is a lot of guys and people are 6'2".
Yeah,
of course it's an adult ride. You cannot be over 6'2".
No, I mean, it must be a kid's ride, I mean.
No.
So it's really niche.
You can't be over 6'2", or exceed 225.
And
there's some
really
badasses in Alabama that exceed 225.
Yeah, that's not even, you're right, you can be 225 and not be fat.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know? You can be 6'2", 225, and in pretty good shape, couldn't you?
Oh, easily.
But this is body proportion, you know, because they got that.
They just measure the ass.
The bar that comes over, probably the gut.
A 40-inch waistline or a 52-inch chest.
It won't stretch.
Females who exceed 200 pounds or wear a size 18 or larger.
This is a limited edition roller coaster.
Well, it's going to be people that be. I shouldn't say that because there's fatties at 16.
Well,
they
maybe.
Say the restrictions are for safety reasons. Certain lap bars and shoulder restraints may not function properly on larger adults.
It doesn't sound like it's a really...
No, that's...
I understand maybe too fat, like 300 pounds and that kind of stuff. But I didn't know. I don't understand the height one, but...
Yeah, both of them sound kind of low to me.
Yeah.
But, maybe that'll motivate some people.
Well, and really low for Alabama.
Right.
By God,
I'm just curious, where did they make this? China? Right. I mean.
Yeah, I'm going to exercise so I can get on the Rolling Thunder.
Yeah, I don't get it.
That's
even
my
China,
goal.
I don't get.
But Chinese people could be, you know, shorter, smaller.
Yeah, but I was thinking Somali because they're skinny, but in Somalia, they're tall. You know, you're 6'3 and weigh like 80 pounds in Somalia. It's a Somalian roller coaster. That's a sex act. I gave her the Somalian roller coaster last night.
Yeah, but a lot of those slip through
exactly.
The little harness that they put on them.
They got no food or water, but they got roller coasters.
Yeah. The Mogadishu.
We'll give you water or a roller coaster. You know what? Give us a roller coaster. Life sucks. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, you go to Mogadishu, you want to go to the fun park.
I'm too skinny.
Too skinny for roller coaster.
I went to Rolling Thunder. Rolling Thunder.
That's the gods must be crazy getting on a roller coaster.
Yeah,
Once again, bad state for 6'2", 225. I mean, I would think there's probably nobody getting on that. Once people hit once people hit 14 down there, nobody's on the roller coaster.
There's got to be roller coasters that are more accommodating than that.
Oh, easily, especially the 6'2" part. But even
it's not just the roller coaster; it's other rides as well.
Alabama's going down.
Yeah,
not in weight.
There,
no.
We ain't going to
You know
that.
What? You got to save that story when Vic Henley's back on the program. Alabama born and bred.
Oh, that's right.
He hammers his own better than anybody. He could get 10 minutes with it on that bit.
Oh,
he's probably writing it now.
You're going to that skinny amusement park.
Have fun on the Rolling Thunder.
There are guys walking down. We talked about this stuff yesterday. Walking down. Yeah, I can't have a corn dog draft at the roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'm getting close. You're sucking weight the week before you go to the park.
Guys walking around in garbage bags.
trying to make weight.
I'm going to get on the Rolling Thunder.
Trying to make weight for the Rolling Thunder.
5 more pounds.
I'm in.
Bro. I haven't had any water for days.
By the way, that's embarrassing. I understand. Every park has the height one. I mean, your kids reach a certain age, you get there. Think I'm that tall this year, Dad?
Right.
I don't know. We'll find out. At Hershey Park, they have all these candy bars, and you are one of those candy bars in height. And they show the candy bar at the ride so you know if you're tall enough. So when my kids started hitting those, they were all excited.
Yeah.
But this is different.
Yeah.
Now they have a fat candy bar.
Are you
as wide as this candy bar, you can't get on the ride.
You think I'm too fat for this one, Dad?
And then imagine waiting in line for 20 minutes and saying,
That's what they're finding out. Now, then, do you want to be the guy?
Is there a scale?
I don't know.
No, there's probably no scale.
Now then, some of the restrictions have to do with inches. The 40-inch waistline, the 52-inch chest. Do you want to be the guy?
No, he's eyeballing that too. You know,
determines whether or not that's a 52-inch chest.
Nope.
Yeah, you don't want to be that
with my face.
Petey Mac approved. Hop on.
Yeah,
you get the ride, Petey, not the ride.
Yeah.
Every guy is standing in line, sucking his gut in.
I know. You're right. You don't want to be that guy. You know there's not a scale there either.
Sure.
It is eyeballing.
It
can't
be a scale.
It's eyeballing these people, man.
Is there a restricted boob size?
52 inches.
52.
Wow.
52-inch chest.
So there has to be a way for them to get down if you can't get on the ride. So there's like an open corral to the side.
They go out,
they just force you out that way.
They tase them when they go over there.
And brand them so they can't get on any other rides.
Right. Keep it moving.
Hit them with the prod.
That's brutal. I still think it's a little too. I mean, we're talking to a lot of people that are 6'2" and over 225 that might not. They're not big and fat.
No.
That's because you can be 225 easily.
Yeah,
and not be fat.
But if the ride's not made for you,
I know.
You want to know.
You want to know, right? So
you do want to know.
You're right. All right.
Yeah, that was probably designed for a 1956 America.
Yeah, exactly.
Perhaps they should have updated.
Exactly. Walt Disney's first coaster. That's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
It was on this date in 1985. You might remember where you were during Live Aid.
I do. I wasn't there. I had a chance to go. It's only a couple hours away, but I had some friends that went. I never went.
Really?
We were at my apartment watching it on TV all the time, though.
It was in Philly?
Yeah, it was in Philly. Philly and London.
Oh, yeah. I remember where I was.
Yeah.
I just got back. I was doing some rodeo.
It was one of those stupid things where somebody was going down. I said,
That's a true
we're all
going
to go down. You want to go? man, I don't know.
2 hours? Right. Who wants to drive
well,
2 hours?
Well, you know.
Who wants to see Mick Jagger, David Bowie, Bob Dylan?
I was 24, and it was just we were partying anyway that weekend. It wasn't like it was all on TV, MTV.
It was all on TV. Those things were prevalent at the time.
Oh, my God. I'd been to a bunch of major shows in Philly with 7 or 8 bands. Now, granted, this is Live Aid. In historical perspective, yeah, but I saw a bunch of those kind of shows. So I'd been to a bunch of them.
Right.
And they were available all the time.
This was another one.
Another one. At the time, it was another one.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
More it may pop, have been the biggest
more
one.
Pop, and by the way, it was on TV.
Yes.
The ones I went to weren't on TV. You know?
Yeah.
I watched in a bar in Cheney, Washington, and my back hurt because I had to tackle a calf and try to tie him.
Whoa.
Bad radio station stunts?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Was it fun?
No, because I hurt myself.
But aside from that, well, would you have tried it again?
I would have if they would have given me like a little practice and tell me how to be able to hog tie the calf.
Right.
Last night.
Oh, they just threw you in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
And they gave me no instruction, you know. What is the proper technique to take down a calf and tie him upright?
You didn't come here to wrestle, did you? That's the calf said.
They thought you were a natural.
Right.
No.
Yeah, that's
not
like,
fair of them.
He's from North Dakota. He's wrestled calves. He's got I guarantee it. That. He's got that.
He's got it.
It's not fair of them.
Yeah, because that's a skill. You got to be a good cowboy. Well, first of all, the cowboy would rope the calf for you, and then it was my job to take down the calf and tie him up. And they're really fast.
Yeah,
they do it really fast, and they do it correctly. They tie the right knot, but they didn't give me any instruction at all. So all
fair.
I did was hurt myself. You know, you're supposed to lift with your legs. No, I lifted with my back.
Now you're young, too. You imagine doing that now?
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, yeah, no.
No.
Oh, yeah, no.
I wouldn't do that now.
No. No. Great, Todd. I'm trying to sell that. Todd and Tyler are going to wrestle calves this weekend. Some farm show thing in town. Well, it's great. You guys be great. Shut up.
Man, you know, had I done it right, that might have been something I wanted to get better at.
Yeah,
I would have improved at it. But, you know, since it sucked the first time, I had no desire to pursue any kind of road.
Calf wrestling.
It's probably all right.
Yeah.
But that happened that way.
Yeah.
Probably good.
I don't think most people start.
Probably good.
And I don't think that's the age you start calf wrestling.
No. No, you got to start as a kid.
Yeah.
Mutton busting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, pig wrestling.
Always busted a few muttons before, but that was in private.
So I'm busting the mutton last night.
If you'd end up going
to that, I mean banging a sheep. I mean banging a sheep, actually, is what I mean by that. I'm riding it, but it ain't going anywhere. That's how I mutton bust. All right, that stuck to the table. We got the butt. I don't know.
What?
We went from Live Aid to banging sheep, and I don't know how that happened, but move on. Craig, where were you in 85?
I have
doing
no
Live Aid. You don't remember.
No,
You were high and drunk. I guarantee that. You were high and drunk.
Right.
I was
that
at
weekend.
Least drunk.
I was definitely drunk that weekend and probably high.
I didn't
there
see
there was
it,
a
though.
Chance.
Oh,
of
yeah.
That.
It was 85. It was a good summer.
At the bar.
Good summer.
In Cheney, Washington.
Good summer.
Home of Eastern Washington University.
Right.
I've got no idea.
The Mutton Busters.
Yeah. No, we're not doing the Todd and Tyler calf roping at the Pauly Shore Barn Show.
Oh, man. That was your call? That
yes.
Happening.
Oh, yeah.
Two or three calls just now.
Oh, you guys are in the middle of nowhere. Why don't you do that barn show? Shut up, Wheeze.
Yeah, Pauly would probably expect us to rope some calves.
Right, right. Hmm.
What else are you going to do in a barn?
That is such a loaded question.
Yeah. I got a list over here.
Ain't none of them good.
No.
I am completely uninterested in the crime scene photos and new details on Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell's death.
I don't watch any of this.
Check them out.
Now what?
Yeah. Oh, do they actually show him?
Yeah. I mean, he's not in them.
Oh, he's not in them.
No.
But his blood is.
Yeah.
And
you
screw
can see
him.
I'm with you.
And everything he stands for.
Blood.
And the Falcons.
And the Falcons.
Chris Cornell and the Falcons.
And the rubber resistance band. Now,
would you be
across the blood?
A little more sympathetic had you not lost your friend.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I felt that way before. When I lost my mom years ago, I said, you know, she wanted to live.
Yeah.
You know, I know people have problems, but I still don't. I don't have sympathy.
No.
For some reason.
But none of us have ever been there. So I can't claim
True.
To understand.
Well, I still say screw him, because if he would have lived, the music he would have made out of this dark place would have been unreal.
That's why I'm so mad
screw
at...
Screw him for that, too.
That's why I'm still mad at Cobain blowing his head off.
Yeah.
Because the Foo Fighters wouldn't exist. And that would have been the best thing. Plus, Nirvana was actually... Nirvana's actually
wrong,
good. And life-changing. Nirvana
and I'd be
was.
Pissed at Tyler. Tyler would be pissed at me, because if one of us kills ourselves, our contract's no good.
It's no good at the end of this year, anyway.
It's no good. You're right. But I think I'm going to hang on until the end of the year.
Yeah.
I intend to, anyway.
Thanks. On behalf of the other three of us.
Yeah, yeah. Got no place else to go.
Right. But you got to think, there's...
We're not Chris Brown retiring on NFL money and starting a Dunkin' Donuts franchise. We got no money to retire on. So I'm working.
And there are
business.
People that are counting on you.
I got kids and a wife that need to be fed, right?
Me too.
All right.
There's a few people that care.
It's a lot of people that care.
I'm fine. I don't need to be begged. This is what I do for a living. I'm not doing it. I ain't doing it here. I'm doing it somewhere. That's my job. It's my job, you know. It's what I do. It's the only thing I do. And that scares the hell out of me, too. But every morning I wake up, I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is
That's
what I
all
do.
I do.
This is what I do. I do this for a living. This is crazy.
That's all
I still
I
think
do.
That.
Right.
And every once in a while, I still think that.
It's all I do. It's all I've ever done.
I have no other skills.
You know, no, not that are marketable.
That's what I mean.
You know,
that's
you have
what
some
I mean.
Other skills.
Yeah, yeah.
Not ones anybody would pay you for.
No, hell no.
Aside from my brief stint at gas station / convenience store.
Well, I ain't paying the bills.
You know, that was high school.
Right.
I have not done anything else for a paycheck other than this.
So I didn't see the crime photos, though. I will not look at those. But I thought it might be him hanging there. Because, you know, there has been stuff that got... I mean, I still never looked at Chris Farley. There's a photo, apparently, of him since laying there bloated and dead. I've never looked at that because I don't want to ever see that ever.
Nothing like that.
Right. But there are people that are into that crap.
And there are people who have to do that for a living.
Well, yeah. Well, they signed up for that.
I know.
You know.
But I'm sure some days
Dr. Green is looking at some nasty ass right as we speak.
Yeah, but it's alive.
She signed up for that.
Although it could be close to death.
Yeah.
Your ass is close to death. Just your ass.
Smells like it.
That's horrible.
Generally, it smells like it's already gotten to death.
Yeah, true.
Okay. An article we ran across about problems that sex therapists hear when they are talking to couples.
They hear it all, don't they?
They hear it all, but they are talking about some of the biggest things that they hear about. And, you know, couples have, perhaps you're aware of couples that have been together for a long time, and or at least you have talked to some people who have been, and some of these people have, you know, these sex therapists say these are some of the biggest problems that they run into. That these couples are having.
All right. Let's see if...
mainly about sex.
Let's talk about other people's problems here.
Yeah. Other people's problems.
Other people's problems.
Other people's problems. They say that they're too tired to have sex.
Yeah, that's true.
They want
that's
more
a
sex,
lot of people,
but they're
though.
Too tired to have sex. And so
people
one of the sex
busy,
therapists...
Though. People are busy now.
And we're all tired.
Yes,
that's right. But one of the sex therapists says that for most people, exhaustion is just a cover-up for laziness. If you can make time to watch Netflix or scroll through the Instagram, you can certainly fit 30 minutes of sex into your schedule.
30 minutes is crap. How about 7 minutes? You can fit 7 minutes in.
Be that as it may.
Right. No time is a bad excuse.
I think the guy's got a better excuse for being tired than a girl. Because a guy actually has to, you know, he's got to do this. A girl could just, you know, doesn't have to do that. Yeah. She doesn't have to do that. I'll argue that all damn day.
She's got to get a little worked up, too.
Yeah, but doesn't still, she
You'd
doesn't,
like
she doesn't have to do that. And she makes that noise, something's wrong. Hang on, honey. She reaches down. Hold it.
Doesn't she have to kind of do the equivalent of that?
I don't know. I don't know. Because
I'm with you, Todd.
That's us getting excited.
Well, no, I'm talking, they can still, I'm just saying they can still have sex without being excited. We can't.
Yeah.
Well, we can. We can perform. We can do it other ways, but I'm talking about that particular part of our body. That has to be.
Yes, there is a physical demand.
That has to be. I'm not saying women don't have to be in the mood. I get it. I understand that.
There are products that can help them.
Yeah, you're right. Yes. And you have some back there, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Puss always keeps you in KY back there.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the WD-40.
I was, actually.
And by back there, we mean in his storage closet.
No, I mean in the back of his pants.
Oh, okay. Well, there too.
I mean in his
That's
pants.
That's where he keeps his WD-40.
In his pants.
Sometimes it's in both places.
He alternates them during the morning.
But it's always bad.
Okay, we're all tired.
That may sound a little misogynistic.
Yeah, it is. We're all tired.
Okay, yeah, we're all tired, but don't be. Another one of the sex
don't
therapists.
Don't be tired.
Yeah, but don't be.
That works.
Well, they say, this one says exhaustion is a cover-up, can be
right.
A cover-up for laziness.
Yeah.
Get in there. Mix it up.
Mix it up.
Yeah, that's an easy excuse to throw out there.
Yep.
I'm a little tired. I wouldn't be any good.
Maybe one of the person says that they want to try sex toys, but the other is not interested. Puss actually wanted me to read that in first person.
I did.
But no.
Yeah.
But that is one of the issues that they say that sex therapists have to deal with. Or one of them wants to try some toys, but the other partner is not interested. They say that this can make some people feel like their sex skills are subpar, but you need to be crystal clear that you are satisfied and, help them through the issues of using a sex toy.
Just want to try something new.
Doesn't yeah, some people mean... may balk at the thought of using toys at first, but be curious about them later. So if the partner says no originally, give them some time. Maybe they'll, change their mind.
Yeah, the past couple of years, we've learned that a lot of guys don't want to be pegged.
And actually, a lot of guys want to be pegged.
Some of them
about?
Can't wait for it.
That's true.
I think it's over 50% want to be pegged anymore from our email.
Well, maybe that's just our email.
Yeah. Well, since we offer up the the service, we might be skewed. Since our show kind of offers a service up,
right.
We might be skewed.
But I've never seen an actual survey on that. Of guys who want to be pegged.
Well,
type it in.
What percentage of the population?
Push should know, but we'll let him go through the motions and say...
Oh, with him, it's 100%.
Well, yeah. But
he skews the results
survey,
all the time.
And he knows the guys that are into it. So...
He's the one who talks to him every day.
He is the one.
Or passes along Mrs. Dick's email.
So we can go through the motions and have him to type the question into Petey's NHL blog.
Depending how big the peg is, let's go with that. I think most of us are fine, depending how big the peg is.
I believe that is a factor.
I think it's a huge factor.
Now, I was talking with Craig yesterday off the air, the news cycle of people in open relationships seems to have disappeared. I don't see nearly as enough, on the regular news websites about people in open relationships.
Everybody's sharing.
It seemed like everybody was in an open relationship.
Yeah.
It was in every publication. It was on every news
now,
website.
Now, we had a lot of horror stories with that, too.
Some good.
One good and then five bad.
Yeah,
well, we broke up. I'm with that person or she's with that guy or I'm with her.
But were they going to break up anyway?
Maybe.
And why not just have all kinds of sex anyway?
I'm with you, Craig.
Yep, there's no arguing with Craig on that one.
Nope.
If you're going to break up anyway, have a bunch of sex. All
right. Yeah, you're right.
Here's Jane.
Bringing some. Hi, Jane.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Hi, Jane.
What's up?
I feel your assessment of 50% of guys liking pegging is pretty spot on.
50, huh?
Jane.
Are you
a pegger?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
There you go.
Sure. All are right. You in a exclusive relationship?
Todd wants to know, apparently.
I am now.
Oh, you are. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, does he like to be pegged?
He does.
All right.
Otherwise, she wouldn't be in a monogamous relationship with
Thank
him.
Thank you, Jane. You appreciate that. All right.
Have a good one.
See you. All right. Mm. Call back. The more peggers, the better on this show.
That's true.
I was going to say, nobody's arguing that one.
No one's arguing that one.
She goes, sure. Sounds like she was ready to go right there. Don't you think so? She's sitting there shining one up. Do you shine them?
Puss.
Doesn't need to. He's already got the shine back there.
Yeah.
Just taking a beating this segment. Damn.
Craig's jumping on it too, man. All right.
A lot of beer. And when they do drink it, they really don't have a preference.
They're the least interesting men in the world.
The Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.